We'll start again, Daf Samachtes Omid Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom. Samachtes Omid Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom. Omer Abaya. Abaya says as follows. Hakol moidim b'shvuas bitui, she'en chayovin olea korban, at she'ishgog b'lav shebo. Which is going back on the middle of the Gemara before, that we had a machloikus. Munbez is of the opinion that what's called a shoygeg, shoygeg doesn't mean that you have no knowledge. Shoygeg can even mean, it has to mean that you have a knowledge, because we compare shoygeg to mezid in the pasuk. Shoygeg means that you know about the lav, you know about the kores, you know everything what's happening. What makes you a shoygeg? You don't know about the korban. I don't know about the korban. I don't know I'm chayv a korban. For that, you're considered a shoygeg and you bring a korban. Rabbanan say, no, absolutely not. There's no such thing. Shoygeg in the korban is not called a shoygeg. It has to be a shoygeg in the avera. Korban is not the avera. Shmum is of the opinion that a korban is a part and parcel of the avera. If you wouldn't know, you bring a korban, which costs money, you wouldn't have done the avera. That's Mumbaz's chiddush. And that's how he understands the Mishnah in the beginning of Klal Gadol, that kol ha-shechech ikka Shabbos, shoygeg, that you chayv once your whole life, can't be talking about tinik shenishba, because that person has no knowledge whatsoever. You need knowledge. So there has to be hikib l'sav shokach. What's called shoygeg? If you have a yediyah, it means you don't know about the korban. Rabbonin argue. Rabbonin say, shigas korban is not a shkoga. Now, what did Rabbonin call a shoygeg? That is a machlekes of shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to be shoygeg in the lav and in the chorus. If you're shoygeg in the chorus, I mean, I know the lav. I know what I'm doing is forbidden because of a lav in the Torah. I don't know about the kores. That's also called a shoygeg. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, no, you have to be shoygeg in the lav and the kores, in all aspects. You don't have to know, you can't know about the lav, you don't know about the kores. That makes you a shoygeg. Now the Gemara says, Oma Abaya, Hakom Moidim Shvuas Bitui, everyone agrees by Shvuas Bitui. Shvuas Bitui is a shvuah that a person makes, I will eat something. I will not eat something. And then he ends up not eating it, or yes, eating it. So over there is chayv a korban. There's no kores for being oiv on a shvua. Shvua's bitui, there's no kores. Usually, you chayv a korban, but usually if you do it b'mezit, then you chayv kores. Shvua's bitui is a chiddush, then you chayv a korban, even though b'mezit, you're not chayv a kores. So Evan agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan, it says that usually it's enough if you're chugging in the kores. Everyone agrees by Shavuos Bitui, Shein Chayovin Le Korban at Sheishgog Belav. Over here, you have to be Shogeg in the Lav, because there is no Chorus. Zog the Mogah, Hakomoidim, man, who is it going like? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Zog the Mogah, Pshita, obviously agrees. What else? There's no Chorus. Zog the Mogah, Kikom, Rabbi Yochanan, Hechdik a Chorus. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's considered a Shogeg if you're Shogeg in the Chorus when there is Chorus? Avlech the Lek a Chorus Loi. So of course he agrees that if you're shoygeg in the lav, that's what you need to be considered a shoygeg. So you might think, hoil v'chayev korban chidushu. The whole korban over here is a major chidush. The becholater kula usually lay ashkon lav the ma'ase like korban. We don't usually find a lav that you bring a korban for. You only bring a korban for something that you chayev koris. So v'hocha ma'ase over here you bring a korban for a lav of a shvua. So kishogag bekorban nami lechayev. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's sufficient to be shogeg, like Mumbaz says in the korban. Before we said Mumbaz was the one that was mechadish, that a shogeg in the korban is also considered a shogeg in the avera. So maybe over here, since there is no chorus, there's a mechurish dekadin that yechayev a korban on a regular lav. So maybe shogeg in the korban would be moida that it's considered a shogeg. So Kamashla, no, shoygeg in the korban is not sufficient. You have to be shoygeg in the lav. Zog the mother samachtes amid beis. Meisve, the following question: Ezu shigegas shvuas bitu l'shovar. What's called a shigegas shvuas bitu l'shovar? Meaning, a person makes a shvuas l'shovar in past tense. I make a shvuas that I ate the sandwich, and he ended up that he did not eat it. So, aval eni yedeya im chayovin alei korban aloi. What's the shvuah's bitul l'sheovar? So, bishleim, if it's a shvuah l'habo, in a future tense, meaning I will not eat. So then it's possible that you forget about the shvuah at the time you eat it. That's called a shogig. In a future tense, it can be a shogig. I make a shvuah. I'm going to eat the sandwich. And then when it comes to the time in the future I'm going to eat it, I forgot about the shvuah. That's called a shgoga because I forgot about the shvuah. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns that not that you forgot about the shvuah, but rather at the time when you eat it, you thought that you're allowed to be over on the shvuah. That's the shgoga. But the point is, beside Rashi, side Tosis, it's shaykh shgoga on the future tense. I will eat something, and then at the time that I eat, I think it's mutter to be over the shvuah, or I forgot about the shvuah. That's shaykh shgoga. But in the past tense, if someone says, I ate something, where's the shogi over here? And he ended up that he didn't eat it. So shiga shvuah bebitul shovar, how is that possible? A person says, I know the shvuah is forbidden. I know it's forbidden. But I do not know if you chayev a carbon on it or not. That's called a shgoga on the shavar. That I do not know the din of carbon in past tense. I made a shvuah that I ate, and I ended up that I didn't eat. Where's the shogig? The shogig is on the carbon. I did not know you chayev a carbon. So who's that like? That's Mumbaz. Because we said before, the one that says that a shgoga on the carbon is also called a shgoga, that's Mumbaz Yashita. So Gemara says that's like Mumbaz. Lish Nachrina, in parentheses, Mani, who is this like, this Braisa? That a shgoga on the carbon is called a shgoga. Ilema Mumbaz, if it's like Mumbaz Pshita. Of course, that's what he said all along. He said it even by a regular case where it's not a chiddush. Over here by Shavuos, Bitu, it's a chiddush because we find the carbon even though there's no kares, just on a lav. So if he says it by a regular case of carbon, by regular case of chavi krisis, then you can be shogeg on the carbon. So for sure he says that in this case, where there is no chorus. Zogdam Olamani, if it's who's going to be like, Ilem and Mumbaz, Pshita, Hashta b'cholatari de lav chidishu, with tzara chidish, he says, Shigas carbon is shmei shgoga, hocha de chidishu, with chidish, like kol shikain, for sure shigas carbon is sufficient to be called a shgoga. He says it's sufficient even when it's not a regular lav, when it's chavi krisis. El lav must be the chidish's rabononi. It's according to the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon agree, by Shavuos Bitui, Ishgoga on the carbon is sufficient. Utyufta d'Abaya tyufta. Abaya and Amad Aleph is the one that said, that Hakom Moedim b'Shavuos Bitui, that you're not chayv a carbon until you're shogging the lav. Here we see that the Rabbonon agree, by Shavuos Bitui, it's sufficient if you're shogging on the carbon also. Not like Abaya. Zok the Gemara, one more piece of Gemara, which is the Hemshech, and then starts a new sugya. And Abaya said, "Hakom moedim b'truma she'en chayinov lechoymish." Everyone agrees by truma. If someone eats truma, so it's chayve misa b'nei shemayim. Is that kores? And if you do it b'shoigeg, then you chayve to bring a choymish. You have to add on a fifth payment more milavar on the achilas truma. So everyone agrees by truma, you're not chayve choymish until you're what at sheyishgoig b'lav shebo. You have to be shoigeg in the lav. Shogig means you do not know about the lav of eating truma. If you're not a kohen, Zoktemora hakomoidim man, who's his hakomoidim? Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan had said in Omer Aleph, it was Machlok Shlokshan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't have to be a shogig in the lav. You can be a shogig in the kores. By truma, he agrees that you have to be a shogig in the lav. Zoktemora pshita, it's poshit. Why? Because over here there's no kores. Again, Truma is misa b'nei shemayim, it's not chorus. When did Rabbi Yochanan say he could be shogging in the chorus? By an aver of chorus. An aver where there is no chorus, of course he agrees you have to be shogging in the lav. So what's a poshut that it's him that agrees? So the Gemara, pshita, kiyom Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say shogging in the chorus is sufficient? Hechad ikka chorus. By regular averus, that's chorus. Hechad aleka chorus where there is no chorus, loy. Of course he agrees you have to be shogging in the lav. So Gemara says, no, the chiddush is, ma'uritema, you might think, Misa b'makom chorus or medes. Misa is not as severe as chorus. Chorus you die at 50, Misa at 60. Chorus you die without children, Misa you die with children. But it's less chomer. So you might think that Misa is b'makom chorus, just like you be shogging the chorus according to Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to be shogging the lav. So shlokas, they have to be shogging the lav and the chorus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, shogging the chorus is sufficient. So maybe be shogging in the Misa b'nei shemayim is sufficient to be called a chorus. So Maritem, you might think, Misa b'makam karis ha-medes, v'chi shogak b'misa nam il chayev, if you shogak in the Misa, you'd also be chayev? By Truma? Kamash v'lon, then no. You have to be shogak in the lav, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rava Omar, another teretz, no. Misa b'makam karis ha-medes, v'chay mish b'makam karban kari. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says you can be shogak in the karis. He agrees, by Misa b'nei shamayim, by Truma, you can be shogak in the Misa. And according to Mumbaz, that says you can be a shogeg in the carbon, he says you can be a shogeg in the din of chaymish. I do not know about the din of chaymish. That's called a shogeg. Even though I know that I'm eating truma, and I know there's a lav in the Torah, and I know there's a chiyuv misa if you do it b'mezit. But I don't know that you have to pay chaymish by shogeg. That is considered a shogeg, according to Mumbaz. Just like he says you can be a shogeg in the carbon, he says you can be a shogeg in the chaymish. Zok the Gemara, new Gemara now, new sugya. By the two dots in the middle of the Omid. Omar Rav Huna, hoye mahalech b'midbar. If someone is traveling in the desert, he lost track of time. He has no inkling which day of the week it is. Ve'eino yodea emes ha-Shabbos. I don't know when it's Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? Every day of the week it's a suffix at Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? When am I supposed to keep Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, Moina Shisha Yomim. You count 6 days from where you're holding. Count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, Gimel. And when you get to day number 7, Umeshama Yom Echad. And then you keep Shabbos. Till you're out of your predicament. Till you're out of the desert. Till you're out of the Midbar. You have to count 6 days from when you are Mesupak. And then the 7th day is Shabbos. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. Chia Barav Omar. No, the day that you're stuck and you don't know where you are, the following day you count the Shabbos. The next day, not that same day, but the next day. The next day you count the Shabbos. You have to assume you're standing now at Friday. And then you count 6 days. First count Shabbos and then count 6 days. What's the Yisrael Machlokes if you count 6 and then Shabbos, or you count 1 day Shabbos, the next day, and then count 6 work days? Rav Chia Ba'aba says, I'm sorry, Rav Huna says, like Briyos Hashalom, like the creation of the world. The world was created after 6 days. So you're stuck in the desert, count 6 days, and then count Shabbos. Just like my separation was Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, until Shabbos. So do the same thing. You don't know where you are, you're stuck somewhere, you have no inkling what day of the week, count 6 days. Like Briyos Shaloylam, Umar Sova Ka Adam Arishon. Like Adam Arishon. When was Adam created? On Friday. So just like Adam Arishon, the day after his creation became Shabbos, was Shabbos. So you have to do the same thing. You have to do it like Briyos Shaloylam. You're stuck somewhere, you have no inkling what day of the week, count the next day as Shabbos, like Adam Arishon when he was created. Now, the Radvaz explains, Shabbos is not the same day all over the world. Shabbos in America is 7 hours later than Eretz Yisrael. In Australia, it's 24 hours. There's different time spans. So Shabbos is not a day that you can say throughout the whole world, this is Yom Shvi. What was state in Shabbos? Shabbos is every place that you're in, that is the Yom HaShabbos, depending on the different zmanim that you're in. So that is the Ois Bris that we have between us and the Eibishter. Every place, its own time span. So Zokter Advaz, in the desert, when you count 6 and then you keep Shabbos, or you count 1 and then you keep Shabbos, that is the Zman of Shabbos for someone being lost in the desert. It's not Pshat, you being Mechadish a new day. How can you be Mechadish a new day because you're stuck? It's Pshat, is the Lomdus is like every Shabbos. It's throughout the whole world. Shabbos is a different time. What's a Pshat? Because every place has a different time span, a time zone. So the time zone of the desert is 6 plus 1. Wherever you are, or 1 plus 6, the machloikas. But that's the lomdus in the Shabbos in the Midbar. It becomes Shabbos. When you shoivis after 6 and 1, or 1 and 6, that becomes Shabbos. Just like it becomes Shabbos in Australia, at their time zone. This is the time zone of the desert. If someone's traveling on the road, it says clearly in the Brayse, you don't know when Shabbos is. Mishama yom echad l'shisha. You keep 1 day for 6. So that's a cryptic statement. 1 day for 6. What does that mean? My love, we assume that means moina shisha. One day for 6 means keep 6 days first of working, umishami yemechod, and then you keep one day of abstaining. So we see clearly a riot, like the mandama that says 6 and then 1, and not like the one that says 1 and 6.
So what makes a mistake, he comes out and you find out that he made a mistake.
If he made a mistake, then he has to bring a carbon, a chatos, a shoygeg. That's like a shoygeg. You're saying, according to the Ratvaz, that was your Shabbos.
That was the Shabbos.
Here, you're asking very good. You're saying, according to the Ratvaz, that was your Shabbos. If you come out and you see b'metzias, it wasn't. So the Teretz says, no, according to the Ratvaz, that was Shabbos. It's not a mistake. That was Shabbos. Yes, I come out of the desert, I'll be the cheshbon where I come back to a place of people with inhabitants, and I suddenly see Alpi Cheshbon was Tuesday. No, in the desert, that was Shabbos. Just like in Australia, Shabbos was a different day. That's what you have to say. That's what Rambam says. You're not chayv korban. It's not a shogeg. You did what Chazal described as Shabbos for the Midbar. Zok the Gemara Kasha. So we see Meis v'Yom Halach B'Derech V'Nedeim says Shabbos M'Shami Yomech L'Shisha Ma'ala Moynes Shisha M'Shami Yomechod. So we see clearly, like the Mandom that says Moynes Shisha, like Rav Huna. So the Gemara says no. Loi L'Mitzak Abchir Ba'Rav. That's what it means. Echad l'sheish means that you keep one day and then you keep 6. Zog the Mori Yochi, Meshama Yoim Echad l'sheisha. Why does it say Meshama Yoim Echad l'sheisha? Why does it say Meshama Yoim Echad l'sheisha? It should have said Meshama Yoim Echad u'moyneshisha mi boyle. That's one kasha. V'oid, another kasha. Tanya Sheit Nebraisa. Someone's traveling on the road or in the desert. The any day, Amos HaShabbos doesn't when Shabbos is. Moina Shisha, you count 6 days, black and white. Umeshami Yom Echad. It says clearly, Tiyufta, the Chir Barav. It says clearly you count 6, like Rav Huna, and then you keep Shabbos, Moina Yom Echad. So Gemara, Tiyufta, the Chir Barav, Tiyufta. Now, the Mogen Avram brings this din, and he says that you don't go after Roiv Yomim. Maybe say, Roiv of the days, 6 days out of the week, are not Shabbos. So maybe go bus a Roiv. And why do you assume it's Shabbos? Roiv is not Shabbos. So why are you assuming it's Shabbos after day number one? Roiv says it's not Shabbos. So he says, the following Teretz, which other Achronim bring also, that every day is considered Kavua. Every day is a day by itself. It's kavua. It's not ma'uruv. It's kavua. By kavua, we say kamechtzal mechtzadomi. So mele, it's a sofek hashokol every single day. It's not the pshat you have roiv days. Roiv are not going to be machriya over here. Every day is kavua. So kamechtzal mechtzal.
We're counting 6 and then 1, though.
Right? Right. That's a machloikus. But the point is,
the
man over that 1, or even the man over that, even the man that 6, it's you still have roiv. Oh, so that's really what the Prima Godim says. The Prima Godim says, where the Roiv is going to make it that you're Vadai, you're not going to do Shloi Kedin, how could you say every single day of the week is going to be Roiv? Because when you're going to count 7 days and say Roiv 7 times, that means that you can do Shloi Kedin because we know one of the 7 is going to be Shabbos. So you can't go as Roiv because every single day should be Roiv. Even after 6 days, day number 7 should also be Roiv. Roiv, it's not Shabbos. So you never go with a roiv when the roiv is going to ultimately be shaloi kedin, because shaloi kedin by roiv cannot go shaloi kedin, because roiv is going to tell me every day is not Shabbos, including after 7. So then it can't, then you can't go bus a roiv. As I stand in prima godim, zok dimar vaita omar over bechol v'yoyim v'yoyim oisle kedei parnasosai. Now what do you do every single day? It's a suffix if it's Shabbos. It's called Kavu Kamechza Mechza. You're not allowed to now just go and be Oivan Isur Shabbos more than what you need for survival. You could only do the minimal. It's not Shabbos, true, but it's still a suffix. So if it's a suffix, you can't do more than Kedei Parnasosa, what you need to survive. You can't start being Koitza more than what you need. You can't be Koitza for tomorrow. B'chol Yom V'Yom Oisala Kedei Parnasosa. Mom is like in the Midbar.
That was the Shabbos, though. But okay, a little bit.
You're going to Radvaz, you mean? It's still a suffix, I hear. You're going to Radvaz, you're saying, why not? It's Oiska Paskins. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says clearly that it's not so black and white. We see that you have to only do Kedei Parnasosai. Bar Mahu Yoimah, except for that day. That day you cannot do your Parnasosai because that day you assume a Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, if every day you're doing for survival, only, so that day, what are you going to live off? Vahu yoima lemus, so that day you should die. Maybe say you should fast that day. No, we're saying that if you don't do k'tei parnasos, you're not going to live. Zog di gemara, the ovid me'etlo k'tei parnasos. The day before, you can survive and be koitzer k'tei parnasos, stay on him. Assuming it's Friday, the next day is Shabbos, so Friday you can collect for two. You still have a suffix. How could you say on Friday you can collect for two? Maybe that day is Shabbos. So what gives you the right to be do more than k'dei panasosoy on a possible Shabbos? How could there be any day that you do more than k'dei panasosoy? At the end of the day, you're being mechal Shabbos more than necessary. Elo zok de gemara, kol yoyim v'yoyim oysel panasosoy. Every day you do k'dei panasosoy, including Shabbos. Va'afilu ha'u yoyma. And even on Shabbos, you can be koitzer whatever you need for survival. So then what makes this day Shabbos over the previous day? If every day I'm allowed to go and be koitzer an apple, including Shabbos, because you can't do on Friday two apples, so what makes this day Shabbos? What are you doing? You're being over k'dei panasosoy. Zok de gemara, va'u yoyma b'may minkele. So how is it nikka that it's Shabbos? Enter the Gemara, be Kiddush of Avdalta. You make Kiddush. That's how it's Ninka that it's Shabbos, because of Kiddush and Avdalah. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rova, Im hoyo makir miktsas hayoim shiyotzeboi, oise melocha kol hayoim kuloi. If someone knows, the day that I left, I know for sure that I left on a day that was 2 days ago. And I know it wasn't Shabbos, because I know when I left, I didn't leave on Shabbos. I know for a fact it's 2 days later. I don't know which day I'm in. But I know that I left 2 days ago, and I did not leave on the Shabbos. So whenever I get back to that day, 6 days later, from 2 days ago, I can do as much malach as I want. That's a guaranteed day that it wasn't Shabbos, because I did not leave on Shabbos. Zog du morgim oyim makim miktas yom shiyotzeboi, oyis malach kol hayom kuloi. Obviously, if you know you did not leave on the Shabbos, and you calculate the day that you left, if you're calculating the day that you left, so it's poshut, then you're allowed to do regular melacha that day. You might think, kaven the Shabbos loy nofik, a person doesn't leave on Shabbos. Kaven the Shabbos loy nofik, since a person doesn't leave on Shabbos, so b'mayla Shabbat tanami loy nofik. Just like a person doesn't travel on Shabbos, you don't travel on Friday either. Friday is not the time that you go on journeys. You're not supposed to. So you might think that there's 2 days, if you know for sure that you left in a weekday, so then you know for sure the day before that wasn't Shabbos, then it wasn't Friday either. So maybe you should assume that the day before was also permissible, because you didn't leave on a Friday, so 2 days you should be able to do melacha for sure. V'hai inami b'chamisha b'shabbat nofik. So this person, you can assume that he did not leave on a Shabbos, if he knows when he left, and he did not leave on a Friday either, because he don't travel on a Friday either. So assume this person left, even if he left on a Thursday, there are 2 days for sure that he can count as days that for sure are not Shabbos. Neither Shabbos nor Friday. I didn't leave on those 2 days. So 2 days, he for sure should be able to do melacha. If you know you left 2 days ago, so you know 6 days from now is not a problem, and likewise in 5 days. Zokdemo, you might think that you would say to that extent also that you can say for sure you did not leave on a Friday. The Gemara says, no, you can only make assumptions you didn't leave on a Shabbos. You can't make assumptions you didn't leave on a Friday. People travel on a Friday sometimes. Kamash Rilon, Zimrin de Mishkach Shioto, Mikrovenofik. The last boat out was on a Friday. The last train went out. I went on a Friday. So you can't make assumptions. I know for sure I didn't leave on a Shabbos. If you know the day you left, it must be I didn't leave on the day before either, which was on a Friday. No, maybe you left on a Friday. But if you know for sure when you left, you can assume that that day is not Shabbos and you can do Meloch. Zog de gemor ha-yideh ikka Shabbos. If someone knows ikka Shabbos, the Mishnah said that if you're yideh ikka Shabbos, so it's called Shiga Shabbos, and he did numerous melochas throughout many Shabbosos, you chayv every single week one chatas. Chayv kol Shabbos is Shabbos, and every week is considered yediyos of yomim ben atayim amechalek. Zok the Gemara menohani mili. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, Trei Kroi Ksiva. There are two psukim. One pasuk is, v'shomu b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. V'shomu b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, it seems to imply it's a general lav on all the Shabbosim throughout the whole life. Vishom Nez also Shabbos. That means you have one chatas throughout your whole life. Uksiv, and it says another pasuk, Veshapsoy Satish Moigu, plural, is Mashmi Chai for every Shabbos, one chatas. Hoketzat, how do you coincide the two psukim? Veshomu b'nei Yisrael za Shabbos is shmira achas l'Shabbos is harbe. It's one shmira for all Shabbos. Veshapsoy Satish Moigu, shmira achas l'Shabbos v'Shabbos. It's a shmira for every Shabbos.
One shmira.
One shmira, or numerous shmiras every Shabbos. Maskol av nachem b'yit, so it depends. That's what we said. It depends. If you are a person that is shecheach ikka Shabbos, you have no inkling about Shabbos, you're a tinik shenishba, or you're a shochach, a hikkel b'sof shochach, then we said yechayev one chatos your whole life. That's called one b'shom b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, singular. Yechayev for one Shabbos. The other pasuk that says, eshapsoy setishmoiru, is going on someone who knows ikka Shabbos, just he thinks it's Tuesday. Or someone, that's how we learn the Maskonos Gemara. He knows it's Shabbos, he knows about Shabbos, but he thinks it's Tuesday. So then you chayv every single week. So that's the pasuk that says, plurally, you have to be shoyim Shabbos. And Shabbos is tishmoiru. It depends on your situation. Are you in a situation where you're a tinik shenishba? You never know about Shabbos, so you chayv one your whole life? Or you knew about it 30 years ago, hikalim soev shochach? That's the pasuk of Veshomu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, singular, Yechai for one Shabbos. And the other pasuk that says, Shabsoise Tishmayr, plural, is talking about where a person knows about Shabbos, just he comes to a place and he thinks wrongly that it's Tuesday. So then he's Chayv every single week, because the days in between are Mechalik. And that's the plural pasuk of Shabsoise Tishmayr. Fact, the pasuk implies, punkt faket, Ibrahim Estavre. Veshomu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, Vishomu is implies Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Vishomu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Every single Shabbos keep. Yet there's a pasuk that referring to every Shabbos that implies that you chayv every week. V'Shabbos Tishmoiru, the plural one, it's going on Shmira Achas L'Shabbos V'Shabbos. One Shmira for numerous Shabboses. So then you would learn the opposite according to this. The first part of the Mishnah that says you chayv for one Chatas your whole life is because of the pasuk Shabbos Tishmoiru, Shmira Achas for many Shabboses. And the second part of the Mishnah, that you know about Shabbos, just you think it's Tuesday, and you chayv every week, is going on the posuk of Veshomu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, that means one Shmira, every single Shabbos, a new Shmira. It's a posuk, a different way, how to learn this posuk. The Tosafot over here on the bottom says, the Gemara before that said that, Oise k'dei parnasosoi, that every day of the week, you can do the minimal k'dei parnasosoi, when you're mahalach in the midbar, Zok Tosafot says, avala halech, yochol kol ma shiyirtzeh. Every day of the week, you can walk as much as you want. You don't have to worry about tchumen because you got to get out of the midbar. You got to get out of this situation. That day, you shouldn't travel. If you're not going to travel all the days of the week, then you'll never get out of this desert. You never get out of this midbar. You never get out of this forest. So you have to be able to. Panasosi, you can only do kedei panasosi. But travel, we let you travel. So Tosis v'hodakomah v'may minker. And we said that, we asked the kasha, why is it minker? The Gemara answers, kedushah v'avdalta. So maybe say it's minker because you're not traveling. So Tosis, no. B'shum de'ein ze heker Shabbos, mashi yoshev v'ein ha'olach. That's not a heker Shabbos that he's staying put and he's not traveling. Inami Zok, there's another teretz that no, afilu b'yom shemeshame, even on the day of Shabbos, you're allowed to travel, and it's sakanat minker. Hoylich k'may shagoytza. You're allowed to travel because you got to get out of here. V'hashloi minker, elev kedusha, and then now it's taka only minker b'kedusha in the Gemara's teretz, that it's minker b'kedusha v'avdalta.
Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Samach Tes, Omid Beis.